Spotify is a subscription service that streams music to its customers for a monthly fee or for free if the user agrees to have their music interrupted by advertisements every few minutes. Spotify allows users to listen to whole albums of music, clearly obviating the need to buy physical CDs. The company pays record companies a licensing fee for the rights to the music, and everybody's happy. Ministry of Sound is a British company that became famous for operating one of the world's premier nightclubs. The club, which is in London, features one of the world's finest sound systems and is widely known as a top dance club destination. Ministry of Sound has expanded its business into other areas, including compilation recordings. These compilations consist of dance tracks from around the world that Ministry of Sound collects and pieces together to form a coherent whole. Ministry of Sound has emphasized that it has invested substantial resources in creating its dance compilations. Recently, Ministry of Sound has sued Spotify in British court, claiming that some of Spotify's user-produced playlists constitutes illegal copying of their dance music compilations. Ministry of Sound claims that Spotify should compensate it by paying a licensing fee, much like Spotify does with normal record companies. The difference, of course, is that Ministry of Sound does not actually own the rights to the recordings that it uses in its dance compilations. Instead, Ministry of Sound is claiming that Spotify is infringing the rights that it has in the actual selection and ordering of the tracks in its compilations. This is interesting for two reasons. First, it is not clear that Ministry of Sound's recordings are copyrightable. Generally, in this country, original arrangements of material can be copyrighted. Think of a coffee table book that puts together the best Picasso paintings. If another publisher decided to make its own coffee table book, compiling the best Picasso paintings, and chose the same paintings as the first publisher and put them in the same order, the first publisher would have a claim for copyright infringement. This is basically what Ministry of Sound is claiming, and if Spotify had, in fact, put out its own compilation CDs, the case would be relatively simple. But Spotify is a streaming service and does not put out its own CDs. Rather, Ministry of Sound is claiming that the playlists created by users infringe its copyrighted compilations. Ministry of Sound has stated that Spotify's users are plugging the words Ministry of Sound into the search box on Spotify to create playlists that mimic Ministry of Sound's compilations. This is also interesting because Ministry of Sound is suing Spotify and not Spotify's users. In this country, if Ministry of Sound were to win the current lawsuit, it would mean that Spotify would be held liable for the actions of its users, which is called secondary liability. If this were to happen, Spotify might restrict its users from listening to certain tracks in a certain order. In our digital age, this might sound outlandish. But radio stations traditionally have been prohibited from playing a certain number of tracks from the same album in a row in order to appease record companies that want people to buy CDs. However, Spotify is a subscription service. It pays record companies to allow users to play entire albums uninterrupted. The question now is whether Spotify has to pay companies like Ministry of Sound that have put compilations together to preserve its users' unlimited music choosing power, and whether companies like Ministry of Sound will attempt the same type of lawsuits in this country. I'm Jay Kaysen.